Real Talk Radio presents a show all about hip hop. This is Real Talk Hip Hop. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Real Talk Radio. This is your boy, Justin JLB. Hopefully, everyone is isolated at home and is chilling, Netflix and chilling, or whatever you do, happy, as long as you are doing it at home, is what counts. This is going to be a hip-hop edition of Real Talk Radio. We're going to talk about a little bit of hip-hop, what's going on. I'm sure there's going to be some COVID-19 news at somewhere in some point, a big part of our world right now. But we're trying not to divulge way too much into that. We just have so much info on that everywhere you go. And Real Talk Radio wants to get your mind off of that. And without further ado, though, before I go on to anything else, I would like to introduce to you, welcome to the show, Mikey Beast.
What up?
That's it. What up? You're not that excited. You're not enthused. You're at home, brother. Not what up. How's it going? How are you feeling, first and foremost?
I'm good. It's just like I feel like a prisoner right now since I'm quarantined in my house. Yeah. It's good.
You know what though? Everyone should stop taking this quarantine thing as a bad. I get it. You want to go out. You want to have fun. But look, it's not possible. There's no point mourning onto the things we can't change. It's a very serious, serious situation. Learn stuff. It's not like we don't have access to the internet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As you and I are both in graphic design, we can start learning more of our programs that we need to learn there. Other people can learn things that you never really had the time to learn. For those of you not working, it is the perfect time to do so. I don't know. You just got to look on the positive side of things. It sucks, but it is what it is. You know, it's not going to change whether you bitch and moan about it.
It's true.
So we might as well get her done. But I did express that we weren't going to talk about the virus or the isolation for way too much. So I think we should just get on to some news, because why not? Where to start would be the question. We are going to be more a hip-hop based show this podcast. Time around. Podcast, show, whatever you want to call it. And I guess we should start. Let's start with our boy Drizzy Drake. Drizzy Drake is in self-isolation after partying with Kevin Durant before the coronavirus diagnosis. So for those of you who don't know, Kevin Durant was actually tested positive for coronavirus. And it turns out that Drake, before that was mentioned, Drake was actually partying with the basketball star. So he basically is now hauled up in his Toronto mansion out of fear that he was exposed to the virus following out of town with the basketball player. And for those of you who don't know, he announced that he was tested positive yesterday. So March 17th. So it's fairly new. According to Page Six, though, Drake and Durant hung out at the West Hollywood hotspot. Nice guy. About 8 days ago, the Six God basically showed him with Kevin Durant on Instagram, so we know he was definitely with them and so on. So kudos to Drake for self-isolating. I mean, it's very dangerous. And honestly, four members of the Brooklyn Nets have tested positive for the virus, and all four players are presently isolated and under the care of team physicians. So that is good. It's crazy out there, but Drake is self-isolating, so expect him to do a lot more Instagram stuff. Or, maybe he's going to pull out an album, because I'm sure he has a studio in his place. And
That's for sure.
Yeah. What are you thinking about Drizzy Drake there? What do you think he's going to do with his time?
Honestly, he could just probably stay a couple of weeks of quarantine. But it's a dangerous world out there. You can't just go out and hang out with your friends. The virus is everywhere. And plus, Kevin Durant didn't even play the whole season. He's out until 2020-21 season. like when the start of it, and the NBA might push it to like November, like end of November. They usually start in the end of October, the whole season, and it's even like with the NHL standard, they might push it to like July to start the regular season, and then like basically finish it off, and then start the playoffs in August. I heard free agency will be like September and to October, and then the draft will start in like October 24th. I heard, and then all of a sudden November will start the season. So like, sports right now is kind of like how you say it. Yeah, I feel like shooting myself up the foot. That's really what I feel like. Yeah.
Well, I got some good news for you, Mikey boy. I know, and I'm sure you're not alone in terms of being a sports fanatic. You know, you don't know what to do with yourself. You're realizing there's people in your house that you have never noticed before just because you're so used to your eyes glued to the screen, whether it would be football or basketball. Well, Mikey boy, the NFL and the NBA have got you covered, good sir. On Wednesday, the NFL actually just released a statement saying that it would make its Game Pass service available for free for fans without setting a specific timeline. So that means if you go to NFL.com, you sign up, you can very much get the free subscription to that. So at least you won't be bored and can relive some great moments. If I was you, good sir, if you're a Patriots fan, which I don't think you are, actually.
I'm not. Correct? I'm an Indianapolis Colts fan. I'm a hardcore Indianapolis Colts fan. Yeah.
Fair enough. So, but I mean, if you want to see the good old days of Brady and the Patriots, now is the time to do so because
not anymore.
Yeah. Not anymore. Yeah, that's it. Well, you know what? You're the guest of honor, good sir. Why don't you tell the lovely fans what happened to good old Tom Brady?
So yesterday I got a phone call from my good friend Mitch, and literally he told me, he's like breaking down in tears. Well, almost breaking down in tears. She was down. Like, he was really down. He was like, Mike, and he's like, it happened. And I'm like, Brady's gone. And I'm like, no way. Basically he was down. Like, every Patriots fan is down. This is like a sad day for Pats fans. But he got a $30 million deal principal each year until he retires, kind of, or if he wants to stop playing football. It's huge news for Bucks fans, but the guy's 42. Does he still have it? You know, not a lot of good players, a lot of great players, when they leave their teams and they go out in the end of their careers to go to another team, they don't do so well. Like, you know, so it's gonna be hard for him to adjust that system. Yeah, that's literally what's happening in the sports world right now, because free agency is the only one that's waking up the sports world for the NFL. Yeah. So,
and you know, I mean, we saw those cryptic tweets from Brady, what, last year, like, or late last year, of him like looking sad in the football field, and then everyone was like, what's kind of going on? It's very cryptic. Is he quitting the NFL? Is he leaving the Pats? And then we find out it was like a Verizon commercial on the Super Bowl. But then seemingly, you know, Tom Brady was thinking about it, and the Buccaneers, of course, is in Tampa. It's in Florida. So $30 million a year deal. That's pretty sweet. I don't think he was getting anywhere near that for Patriots. I think it was more of a long-term contract.
More like a bridge contract. It was like 2 years, $27 million was getting a year. But like, he owes that franchise owes him a lot of money. Like, especially when he took how many pay cuts over the years. It's an honor for him to like play in this team. Like, they're gonna miss him a lot, but you know, they still have the best coach of all time, Bill Belichick. So you guys see, it's gonna be weird seeing him in a different uniform, especially over those 20-year span.
That's it. That's it. It's been a hot minute. And, you know, he expressed his love to his Pats fans, the Pats Nation. He wrote like a 4-page, it was, the images were 4 pages, but it was probably just one letter. He wrote like a 4-page thing. He was expressing his love for New England and the entire state of Massachusetts and all the love that he's been getting from all the fans. He was to always be part of Pats Nation and so on and so forth. But it is what it is, you know. I'm actually really excited for the Pats now to see what they can do without him. You know what I mean? Because everything was Brady, 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 Brady. So let's see. It's go time. Can you get another Super Bowl without the Brady Bunch?
That's true. Right. Like, it's gonna be hard for him.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Only time will tell. Just gotta, you know, we just gotta get up and running. NFL season, obviously, wouldn't be running now anyways.
They closed down all training camps now, so because of the coronavirus.
But I mean, originally it wouldn't even start now. Usually, the football season generally starts in September. No, or am I completely no?
Well, I'm wrong. Preseason's August, and then September will be the regular season. So.
Yeah, so we'll certainly see what happens. But in the meantime, you can definitely get your NFL League Pass for now. They don't have a time frame on it just yet, but I imagine it'll be for a little while until the COVID-19 is a thing of the past. And NBA is doing the actual same thing, too. So if you're a basketball fan and you want to see the Raptors win the trophy again, you can definitely do that. Same deal. Sign up to NBA, NBA.com. Sign up there. It's free. And then you'll be able to watch free stuff, older games from all the way up from 2009. And they actually have a date. This will be going on through April 22nd. So start watching stuff now. If you're home, get that done. And at least if you're a basketball family, everyone will be happy where you can watch a bunch of classic games. I mean, I'll probably just go watch the Toronto Raptors game again, the final game 7 there, because I'm not a basketball
fan. Six, actually.
So. Game, see what I mean? There you go. My point proven. So I know you're an Eminem fan, Mikey boy.
Mm-hmm,
And I want to ask you, did you yourself do the Godzilla challenge?
I tried practicing it, and I can only get the first part, and then the 10 word part, and then all of a sudden the rest is like, okay, I can't. I lost breath. Who can do it? Like, I can't. There's some people that successfully did it, but like,
yeah.
But you know, shout out to those people.
That's it. And you know, I tried to. I got to around the spit him with the venom, eliminate him. In other words, I made him. I don't want to hurt him, but I did him in a fit of rage. And then I just couldn't do it anymore. I was like, I'm already out of breath. I'm good. You know, couldn't do it anymore. But he has finally announced. Eminem has announced the top prize winner as well as the 5 runner ups. And get this, all of them were lip singing. None of it was real. Like, none of it was anyone actually rapping.
Dude, there was actually one guy on TikTok. He actually did the right wording of the whole fill it with the venom. Yeah, that part.
The people that Eminem picked all lip sang.
That's sad.
So honestly, if I knew that was the case, I would have just lip sang. But, you know, I'm nothing to take away from them. It was still pretty entertaining. I'm just going to run down their names because they deserve props. You know what? Eminem picked them. Sure. He found them entertaining. So we got the winner is at Jack Sherlock 1. He's the grand winner. Congrats to him. He basically lip sang the verse while showcasing all of his Eminem vinyl albums. And he has all of them. Like, he literally went through the entire song. Just did everything. Eminem Show, Encore, Whoa. Infinite, Marshall Mathers. Everything. So pretty dope by that. You know, I guess Eminem picked him because he's like, yo, he bought like all my vinyl albums. I made a heck ton of money off this kid. So let's give it to him. The runner ups also features a guy who basically just did a toy Godzilla moving his mouth when Eminem's rapped. So that was pretty funny. Amshorn was the name at Amshorn. We also got at literal Lifax, which is basically a young boy lip singing in his room, and he uses certain objects that we hear in the song to like implement that. Here's a pad, here's a Dorito chip kind of deal. We also got Hunter Waterston, which guy who's basically lip syncing in a chair with special effects on the cam, nothing crazy. We also got Kelsey Lachetta. Yeah. She's just basically lip syncing, but she does a pretty good job, I guess. I mean, I don't know how you mess up lip syncing, but I mean, you know. The coolest one, though, I would say is by Ben.Dunthorn. He uses objects as well, but he uses a heck of a lot more. Like, he was actually the one that showed the half-eaten burrito chip, because Eminem mentions that in his song. Yeah, so him was a bit more entertaining, a bit more creative. The Godzilla one I like too. So yeah, It was pretty dope. There is no announcement, though, as to what they win.
Honestly, the winners, like, even though you lip synced, at least it did some creativity around it. Like, at least that was that, you know? Like, be more creative to it. Don't, like, just lip sync it. At least they need to put some objects out of it.
And the Twitter world is going, like, is getting pissed off, though. They're like, yo, we could have lip synced it. Like, we would have done that, you know? Like, there was a popular YouTube guy that also did it. He was rapping in a field kind of thing. But he's like a known YouTube guy. I probably should know his name, but I don't at the moment. But yeah, I'll have all the names there with their links to their Twitter profiles, because why not? Eminem also drops a link to the website where you can see all the winners, and that's where he'll also announce what they actually win. So I'm just disappointed we didn't hear the Godzilla Challenge by Twista. He mentioned that he was going to do the challenge, and then it never happened. I mean, I'm glad. Who was it? Was it Busy Bone that did the challenge?
Yes, Busy Bone did the challenge.
Oh, yeah. That just crazy. Like, the way he flipped it up, too, was nice. He did his own thing with it. But, of course, he's not an amateur rapper, so he doesn't count.
That's true.
But, so those are your winners. Godzilla Challenge done. At least Eminem fell through with that. Curious to what the prizes are going to be. I guess we'll find out soon. So, Michael, how much do you know about the Firefest Festival?
I watched the documentary. That was really interesting. Like, our buddy Mitch showed us the documentary to me and Angelo. And I was blown away how much money they fucked over a lot of people. Holy crap. Out of the bracelets, a bunch of rich kids paid $800,000 for bracelets, for VIP bracelets. $800,000 on bracelets. Who the fuck would spend that much money? I don't know. It looked like it supposed to be a resort, kind of, but they made it look like a fucking total prison, like with tents and beds like fucking soaked in, and you can't even sleep there. It's like with high winds coming out of it. It was bad. The Fyre Festival.
Yeah, it was definitely not planned properly at all. So this is still going on, though, and obviously we all know about the Ja Rule situation, where he was involved in a bit, lost a bunch of money there. He wasn't put on any charges, though, or anything like that. So Quavo, Offset, and Takeoff have reportedly reached a $30,000 settlement with Gregory Messer, the trustee overseeing the festivities bankruptcy portion of it. The trio was sued by Messer to recoup the money paid to multiple celebrities, and which would settle Fyre's debts with various creditors. So basically, the judge mentioned the defendant was going to pay a total sum of $30,000 as a full and final settlement and complete the satisfaction of the claim the trustee has raised against the defendant. So they're going to have to pay $30,000. Migos, as I mentioned, were originally paid $100,000 to perform at the Firefest, but the performance obviously never happened. But other notable artists who are caught up in the lawsuits are also Pusha T and Blink 182. I think Blink 182 was supposed to actually headline. So
yes,
we will see what happens there, but $30,000, I guess, not too shabby considering you get to keep. I don't know if they were paid $100,000 right off the bat, or they only actually got 30 to begin with, and then when after you finish performing, you'll get the other. But either way, they're at least paying something back in that regard. Yeah. Still can't believe the Firefest is a thing. And of course, the Firefest founder, Billy McFarlane, is currently serving 6 years in prison for fraud charges related to the event. The controversial figure has also been ordered to pay $26 million in restitution. Hot diggity damn.
Damn. You know, yeah.
Ja Rule actually mentioned in his Fyre track, he released a song in December trying to promote his album called Fyre. And he actually mentioned that he had lost a good chunk, somewhere between like $2 to $3 million. Mentioned something on the track there. So he was kind of playing it that he wasn't a victim. He was a victim of the whole thing as well, and he didn't know. But documentary was amazing, though.
I loved it.
I didn't watch. I think it was the other one was on Hulu. I only watched the Netflix one.
Oh, the Netflix one, me too. I watched it. Like, it's the only one that I watched. But apparently, this guy Billy McFarland, like, he got out of prison and then he made another scam. It was like online. It's like people trying to buy tickets. So you like post like, front row seats to see LeBron James live in Cleveland, and then all of a sudden he literally took the people's accounts and they basically scammed them.
But he's already out.
No, he was. No. He did like, I think he did like 2 years in prison. And then he did it again, another scam, and then he got 6 years now.
No, I don't think that's right. I honestly think he got the 6 year sentence for the Fyre Fest, but while that trial was happening, he wasn't in jail yet. He was still he paid the what do you call
oh,
it?
Oh yeah,
the bail.
He paid the he paid the bail. I forgot about that. Yes,
or I think it was a little bit part. Less time, and then once that happened, he went back because they even mentioned that in the Netflix series.
Yes,
the dude is just a hardcore scammer. Hey man, that just goes to show you though the power of words. You don't
power of the internet, literally, like power of electronics. Like the guy can know how to fucking scam people instantly. Fuck.
So I just saw here that Juice WRLD. Estate is actually reportedly worth $3 million. You know, rest in peace Juice WRLD, obviously. Yeah, rest in peace. He left behind a sizable fortune, according to TMZ. The 21-year-old rapper was worth nearly $3.3 million at the time of his death, and legal docs reportedly revealed Juice WRLD's estate was worth at least $3.3 million, which includes a Miami condo valued at $1.4 million. Wow, that's kind of a third of your worth there, bud. And at least one bank account with a balance of $1,500,000. His jewelry and watch collection is also priced at another $459,000. So there you go. His life estate is based off a condo, watches, and just $1 million in the bank. So kudos to him, man. At 21 years old, that's amazing. Very unfortunate. He got caught with the wrong people. I don't know. I have no idea who he was. You weren't chilling with the right kind of people, like to allow you to actually have that much weed in a plane that you're on when you're an artist. Just absolutely ridiculous. I didn't really listen to his music a lot, but you know, it's still sad at the same time.
Well, I saw him live in May, like in Metro when he came out. Like, yeah, he was awesome. Yeah, he was awesome. But he's 21 years old. Like, he had going for him. Like, I felt like RIP to him, and also like condolences to his family and everything. But like, he had so much going on. Like, he was a great artist. Like, and Eminem, like when he did that Godzilla track, like he knew he was something special, and that music worked. That chemistry worked between them with that song, and that it made it hit already. Well, it's also if that means so.
Well, I mean, yeah, but at the same time, if anything, that maybe would have got. I mean, Juice WRLD was still pretty popping, but that would have maybe put Juice WRLD onto a whole other grade, you know, as well. It's very unfortunate that, you know, what happened had to happen. I mean, at the same time, I'm bamboozled as to why you would just swallow a bunch of Percocets, though. I mean, no one's going to say that, but why are you going to swallow a whole bunch of pills?
Well, it's also because of the security guard, too.
They're going to catch you anyways. Yeah. Like, what do you think that's going to do? Just a very sad scenario, but at the same time, like, just might as well. You would have at least still been alive, you know, at least.
Yeah.
So young, so unfortunate.
Like, apparently a lot of, like, his close friends, like Trippie Redd and, what's it called? Well, honestly, mostly Trippie Redd, he, like, quit drugs because after that death. And I'm like, I don't believe you if you quit drugs, you know? If you're, like, if you're, like, addicted to drugs, you know, it's hard to quit. No, but, like, it's I'm just saying, for, like, addiction, like, if you start doing drugs, like, it's gonna get into your head still. Like, it's hard to quit.
Well, look, I mean, Little Xan said the same thing too, and I think he might have still stopped after the whole Little Peep situation happened, where he had overdosed. So you know, it's just the problem is a rapper always has to die because of that, and then people start wondering, thinking like, oh yeah, you know, like maybe I should stop. But then, I don't know, like 6 months later, they're just back on it again. Like, ah, yeah, it's old.
Exactly. Things. That's my point. Like,
learn from these rappers' mistakes. And but, you know, well, there's no but there. I don't want to but a situation like that. Yeah, drugs are bad, folks. Are you a Little Flip fan?
Sorry?
Are you a Little Flip fan?
Who is Little Flip? He sounds like a penguin.
He sounds like a penguin. Okay.
He sounds like a penguin character from a cartoon.
Well, he is a rapper. So just given the whole coronavirus pandemic and it disrupted St. Patrick's Day, Little Flip still celebrated festivities by releasing the Leprechaun 2 album. The project is a sequel to the Freestyle King's debut LP, which dropped 20 years ago. So it would explain why you don't know who he is.
Fuck.
20 Jesus, years
Leprechaun
ago.
Part 2? Fuck
yeah,
the fuck.
Yeah. At least, you know, those sink. Leprechaun movies weren't even dropped 20 years apart. There were, you know, at least 8, like, hot diggity damn. So, but he's back. He said, you know what? If there's no time like the present, that's kind of a smart marketing move, though, to be honest with you. Because if you guys... Yeah, it's a long album, bro. It's 32 tracks.
Fuck me, man. I'm not
and there's even a
shit.
19-minute posse cut, which is him, Zero, Slim Thug, Lil Kiki, K Reno, Dub Beezy, C-Note, ESG, Big Shasta, and are among the album's notable guests. So if you were a Little Flip fan, chances are you're 20 years older now, but he is back with Leprechaun Part 2. So by all means, check that
fuck me
out.
You know, it Little sounds Flip. Like Justin. It sounds like a fucking St. Patrick's Day kind of like album. Like,
well, that's why he did it though, because he released it on St. Patty's Day since everybody was isolated. There is method to his madness, good sir, for sure. So, you were telling me something about Tekashi, and yes, I would like you to take on that that story here.
Apparently, Tekashi is suing Fashion Nova for $2.25 million.
And so he's basically suing him for $2.25 million. The Brooklyn-bred rapper inked a deal with the company to promote the brand in his lyrics and on his social media before his November 2018 arrest. Court documents reportedly state 6ix9ine was paid an upfront fee of $225,000 for the partnership, but went to jail only 2 weeks later. The lawsuit alleges that in addition, in his ability to promote the fast fashion company while behind bars, his criminal record also deems him an inappropriate brand ambassador for the company. I mean, that's pretty valid. The company believes his testimony during the highly publicized court cases against two alleged 9Trey gangster blood gang members damages his ability to adequately represent the brand, because no brand is going to want a snitch representing them.
You know what's going to happen to him, Justin? He's probably going to get popped in like in one day. Like, he thinks he's going to not take witness protection program and run with his boys and not get shot.
Bro, oh, no, he's definitely traveling outside of the country as soon as he can. As soon as he's out, he's probably going to be like, I don't want witness protection, but I want to go here.
Yeah, he's going to get shot.
I'm sure... you know, it's not going to be leaked anywhere of where he is going or anything like that. And they're going to keep that tight-lipped, because at the same time, you know, they have to do... I'm sure he's eventually going to take the witness protection, because, I mean, we've noted that now. But yeah, we'll see. His release date, for those of you who don't know, though, is August 2nd. So, yeah, it's coming up soon. With the coronavirus out, though, hopefully it's done by then.
Jesus Christ.
Probably better just to stay in prison at that rate. But as I was alluding to, though, Fashion Nova Assets 6ix9ine's team hid the entire criminal prosecution, implying that they were unaware of his unclean image. They also state he agreed to return the $225,000 advance, but has failed to do so. So that's why Tekashi is getting sued for the... I don't know why he's getting sued for $2.25 million, but I guess because now they're taking a hit off that 2 weeks of him promoting the company. Takashi, I don't know. I don't feel bad for the guy. I honestly don't care.
He's fucking killed people, so that's why. And he's a snitch, so.
But
Bobby Shmurda, he didn't snitch. Like he they asked him if he wanted to do 4 years or I think 3 years or something like that, because he was serving 7 years in prison. And he's right. Like, you got to snitch with one guy in your crew. And then he literally said, fuck no, I'm not snitching, my boys. Like, fuck that. So he took this whole 7 years. And he's finally getting out, I think, this year, Justin, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's this year. I don't have the date, but I think it's the end of this year. And ironically enough, how we link the both, Takashi actually had a track with Bobby Shmurda on his album. It was through the jail cell, obviously. But it was still pretty dope to hear Bobby Shmurda, and I'm almost certain this guy has lyrics for days, and really stoked about that. So I'll eventually get the, I can probably find out the date. Let's check this out here. December 11th. So I was right. December 11th is actually when he's getting released. So by the end of the year, and, hopefully we get an album by December 20th. Because I'm sure this guy's ready to hit that studio and go ham. But at the same time, he hasn't been out in a hot minute. So let him go enjoy himself in that regard. And what else do we got?
There is something about Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap ordered to pay ex-employees $1.1 million and help restore her reputation.
Oh, do tell.
So what has happened is... Fetty Wap has ordered to pay a former tour staffer over $1.1 million for defamation and breach of contract. Yeah, according to Bossip, Shauna Morgan sued the rapper and his Goodfella for Life entertainment company for not reimbursing her thousands of dollars in touring costs after 2017. While Morgan was supposed to be paid between 5 and 10% of Fetty Wap's performance profits, she was regularly expected to cover upfront touring expenses, which Fetty was supposed to reimburse. Basically, he owes him like $242,000.
Yeah. Damn. And he's got the money. I mean, come on. You have tracks like 679, Trap Queen,
My Way.
My Way. But honestly, all these tracks were from like 2015, 2014. Keep that in mind too. So, yeah, you got to pay up. So, yeah, she's Fetty Wap, pay up, nut up, and pay up, and that's it, man. Once it's on the dotted line, you, sir, are screwed.
That's exactly it.
Do you have anything else, good sir?
Okay, well, we will talk about DJ Eric B. and Rakim. There was a group that they formed. Mm. So Eric B.'s daughter tragically passed away in a car accident in Connecticut.
So I actually found a little bit more news. So Eric B has paid tribute to his 28-year-old daughter, Erica Supreme Barrier, after she was killed in a car crash on Sunday morning. In a statement to Sister to Sister, Eric B wrote, "Please continue to keep our family in prayer as we are now prepare to lay Erica to rest. Erica was driving northbound on I-91 near exit 22 in Cornwall, Connecticut. Rather, she stopped her Mini Cooper Countryman in the middle of the lane where the vehicle was hit by a Pence truck at 12:37 in the morning. State police, Erica sustained serious injuries and was taken to Hartford Hospital. Where she has passed away. Very, very sad news. My deepest condolences to Eric B's family and everybody who knew his daughter. Very, very unfortunate news. If there's ever more news regarding to what else happened there, what's going to happen with the driver, and so on and so forth, we'll definitely keep you posted. But very, very sad news. Indeed. Yeah. I did find a little something that's, due to technically the pandemic that's going on and kind of a cool move by Bandcamp. Bandcamp is where independent artists go to release their music and so on. They issued to waive revenue share on all sales for 1 day. which is awesome. That means the artists get all the profits. How it basically happened is basically Bandcamp is stepping up to help such indie acts who are facing weeks of possibly months of being unable to tour and perform in live gigs. Bandcamp has announced it will waive its revenue share on all sales for one day, allowing artists to earn 100% of the profits from music sold on the site. The 24-hour window is scheduled to begin Friday, March 20th at midnight Standard Time. So I will be posting up a link to that. And honestly, if there's any artist that you support, now is a time to do it, to go ahead. That day specifically, it's going straight to the artist. So Bandcamp will not be taking anything there. It's a hard time for everyone. But you know, at the same time, if you buy a track, I don't know how much, what, $2 or whatever have you, if you can spare it, it's a good deed. I will be posting the website there and link to all of that. The CEO mentioned, to raise even more awareness around the pandemic impact on musicians everywhere, we're waiving our revenue share, like we mentioned, on Friday, March 20th, and rallying the Bandcamp community to put up much needed money directly into the artists' pockets. Ethan Dahman is the CEO, and he had mentioned that there on the Bandcamp's Insta. So a lot of good, you know, there's a lot of horrible stories we're hearing, but that's a good news story. Obviously, no one can perform. No one can do gigs. It's a lot of where people get their bread and butter. So that is something that's really awesome off Bandcamp. And I hope other sites do take the same approach. If you want to get a Bandcamp, if you want to become a Bandcamp, an artist at Bandcamp, it's free. Just go on their website to do that. And that's just a good news story. I like to hear, because I'm sure we have a lot of artists, independent artists listening to the podcast. And if they're part of Bandcamp, you know, they might not have been, I'm sure they got an email, but they might have not known. It's definitely good. It's a good news day for independent artists, at least for that day on March 20th. I just hope they get enough money, man, because it's tough out here for everyone at the same time.
Yeah, that's for sure. I just hope everyone's safe right now. It's a good thing. I hope nothing happens to them. But yeah, but honestly, all artists should just cancel the tours, because this is a pandemic right now. It's not
need to panic. It's canceled.
There's no need to panic. Like, you know, like people going to grocery stores buying 20 piles of toilet paper and paper towels, and I'm like, it's not the end of the world. They told you to calm the fuck down. No, you're going crazy over a pandemic. Yes, you should be concerned, but no, you have to be safe. You have to be wise about your decisions. It's not going to last forever. Hopefully it lasts until a month or so. But like, everybody just stay safe. That's the most important thing in life. Stay safe.
Yeah. Stay safe. And about the whole toilet paper fiasco, I still don't even get why. You know, I mean, it's not like we're on a shortage. The borders are now closed off each end, you know, for people to go through and so on. But for needed stuff, like, you know, for shipments to come in, for water, everything else and so on, that can still go through. But the borders are closed for regular folks who just want to go from the States to Canada and so on and so forth. So just stop going crazy, like, and stop being selfish. You don't need all that toilet paper. If you get the corona, if you get the COVID-19 virus, I mean, it's just like any other flu. And you don't do that for, you know, you didn't, I get it, you need tissue, napkins, you know, Kleenex and so on. But people are just going crazy. And honestly, we're more of the pandemic than the actual COVID-19 virus. It's just a virus, you know, it's just crazy. Since we're talking about the virus again, last thing but not least, because obviously since the NBA is shut down, I didn't actually know Lonzo Ball was a rapper, but now he is returning back to the studio.
Big Baller Brand back in action. Big Baller Brand.
I just thought that was a clothing line, though, and that's it. I didn't think there was a rap thing to it.
No, it Big Baller Brand is a clothing line. They sell like the Z20s and Z50s as a shoe, but it looks like shit, and it costs $500 for it. It's not worth the price. And they're trying to compete with Nike and Adidas. It's not going to happen. And what's happening? Basically, Lonzo Ball, he's like, oh, I'm going to be a rapper. Let's see this. And he just popped in two tracks already. So he's making another one now since the NBA shut down. He's an okay rapper for me. Like, you could listen to him. Like, he's not bad. He's just like, I just can't get his rhythm. You know, he's like, I can't bounce to it, you know?
Yeah, so he's called Zio. He released his debut mixtape, Born to Bail, in 2018. He later teamed up with Young Londo for a three-song set called 50 and 30 in 2019. So, yeah, I don't know. I'll listen to his music, I guess. I don't know. If I didn't hear about him then, chances are, he wasn't anything crazy.
Yeah, he's just an average dude from the NBA. That's my opinion.
Yeah, that's it. So is he still good with his dad? Wasn't there beef with him and his dad at one point or something?
Well, yeah, because his dad wanted to take over his, he wanted to be his agent. He wanted to take over his life. And he's like, Dad, I know, I don't want you to ruin me. Because he basically shot out a lot of people. Like, he basically attacked LeBron's kids. He attacked a lot of people's families for it, for some stupid reason. Because he has a huge ego aspect, his father. And now he calmed down, thank God. But he's always all over the sports media news. And then the most thing that literally pissed me off is just they let this fucker in Fox Sports or ESPN's First Take. And... Right. They just bring him in because they know this is going to be money. This is literally going to make us get views. And, like, it just pissed me off to hear this guy talk. It's just plain stupidity. And then there was, like, one conversation. He could beat Michael Jordan in a one-on-one match if he was in his prime. I'm like, bro, you can't even fucking move. You can't even do a jump shot. You can't even do a fadeaway. And, like, no, get the fuck out of here. No, stop. Right. But now he calmed the fuck down. I don't have to hear him anymore. Thank God. And, but now they settled an agreement, apparently. Like, he's... him and his father are tight now.
Honestly, I don't know. I don't watch basketball, so I haven't seen him play. The only reason why I know about his father was because he actually came with the Big Baller Brand thing, and he was on Raw at one point, and it just seemed so ridiculous.
He is ridiculous.
But yeah, I mean, look, it's family at the same time. You know what I mean? You just gotta understand too. It's family. And you're going to bump heads after a while, just because he doesn't want you as his manager doesn't mean he doesn't want you as his dad. But he does seem a little bit egocentric, so completely understandable.
He has a big ego for sure. But, like, you know, that's literally it, like, for him. Like, now, thank God we have to hear his ass anymore. Like, he was so annoying. Honestly, I felt like literally punching my screen. Like, that's how I feel about him.
Yeah. Straight up. I just actually also got some breaking news here as well. It's not quite rap related, but as I mentioned, I am a wrestling fan. And so there was this whole thing, right? Of course, WrestleMania, a big event, not happening. Of course, Tampa's closing everything down. So they weren't supposed to do it in Tampa. WrestleMania is like the Super Bowl, okay, of wrestling events. So it's a big deal. It's a whole thing. It's supposed to happen April 5th. Tampa closed it down, of course, due to the COVID-19 virus. And then so they announced that they were going to do it at their, like, performance center. Well, now it turns out that it is a two-day event. So it will be on April 4th and April 5th. NXT is not happening. They were supposed to do a takeover event. That is not going on at all. But there apparently, as of right now, will be a two-day event for WrestleMania, which has never been done. And just wanted to kind of post that there. I don't think you're a big wrestling fan, Mike, but I just wanted to kind of just throw it out there because I know a lot of, I most want a bunch of wrestling podcasts too. So just wanted to throw that out there. Yeah, bud. And I don't know. I think that's it. But honestly, I think we're going to be doing a lot more podcasts, kind of get things done, kind of go through the news as it is. It's kind of very quiet for very valid reasons due to the virus and so on. But we'll definitely bring you some stuff, maybe doing some movie reviews at some point. Mm-hmm. Get that done as well. Is there anything you want to say, though, bud? Is there any kind of final thoughts?
Honestly, like, we covered a lot of things right now, so.
That's it. That's what I think. I always want to cover more. That is the worker in me. But I'd like to thank you for being on the show, bud. It's great to finally get someone else aside from myself talking, because hot diggity damn, I can talk
Thanks for having me, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
But to tell the fans, shoot your plug, good sir. Where can the fans or the listeners or whatever have you find you at?
Well, my social media, Snapchat, you can go Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, 12. I'm sorry, Dos 12 on my Snapchat. Instagram, you can go MikeyBeast25. YouTube, I don't use it that much, but I'm planning to go through YouTube. It'll be MikeyBeast25 as well. And yeah, that's literally my social media accounts. Yeah.
Hey, there we go. And of course, me personal account is at JLB420 on Twitter, at JustinJLB on Instagram. I do have a coronavirus video going viral, or, you know, in my head at least going viral. just tried to, you know, poke fun at kind of what's going on. Don't get the corona, drink the corona. The corona light beer has been getting a bad rep since the coronavirus came out. They dropped like 38% of their profit shares. You know, it's just because it bears the same name, but the Corona beer has nothing to do with the virus. So it's very sad. And I am drinking a Corona as we speak because I don't think, you know, it sucks though. I don't think that's right. So I said, you know, maybe this goes support viral it. And support it. You know what I mean?
Support it.
That's it. And my Real Talk is at Real Talk Radio 8 on Twitter. I believe it's the same on Instagram. And yeah, just shoot us a line, a comment below, whether it be YouTube, Insta, Twitter, whatever have you. We will get back to you in that regard. This has been a good show, good sir. Thank you so much once again for coming on board, talking with me here on what is going on in the world. Granted, I knew you were going to be home, so I knew I could catch you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
No problem, man. The pleasure is all mine.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. The pleasure is all mine in that regard. So that is it. That is all. We are wrapping up. We'll see you next time, folks. For now, that is it. We are signing out. Ciao.
Peace.